3 weeks ago, we were partying over in the ministry center for our annual spring dinner and auction. We've been doing it on the first Saturday of May, which also for a Kentuckian is an important day because it's the Kentucky Derby. So you remember last year we had the big Derby theme, and even this year we were able to watch the Kentucky Derby, those most exciting 2 minutes in sports, up there projected on the screen. And I'm not a huge horse fan, but I watch the Derby every year. It's something that I enjoy watching. You know, it kind of keeps me rooted to my Kentucky roots. And this was a really exciting year, if you didn't know. We were in the gym, and you couldn't really tell what was happening. I knew the front runner was Epicenter and that he led most of the race. And then right at the end, another horse come around and beat him, and oh man, it was a big bust. I didn't realize how big of a bust until the next day. The horse that won this year, his name was Rich's Strike. He was an 80-1 odds horse. That's pretty big. He only made it into the Derby on Derby Day. No one expected him even to make it, but another horse was disqualified or wasn't able to run for some reason. And so Rich's Strike was able to run on that day, an 80-1 odds, and he won. You can watch an aerial view of the 2 minute race. It's phenomenal of how he won. He comes from behind, he's just in the back of the pack, and then just everything opens up. And he had a lot of gas left in the tank, because he was all the way in the back. So he makes this dash, and they don't even mention his name in the telecast until he wins. No one expected it. And of course, to win the Kentucky Derby, just part of the horse needs to break the plane of the finish line. So Rich's Strike, his nose goes over the finish line ahead of Epicenter and every other horse, and so he's the winner. He's the great champion of the Kentucky Derby this year. No one even knew who he was, a horse that was never even supposed to be in the race. Of course, he didn't care. He was probably just looking, okay, where's the food, right? Where's the water? He's the winner, but really, the winners were those whose checking accounts were filled when he crossed that finish line, right? It wasn't just the horse and his nose crossing that finish line that won. It was his owner and his jockey and everyone who put a bet on him. And there probably weren't that many people because he was a long shot. But everyone who bet on that horse's nose breaking the plane of the finish line, they were winners too. They were in the winner's circle that day too, screaming and rejoicing and celebrating that the purse he won was also shared with them. It's the same with really anything we cheer for, especially breaking the plane. You might think of the NFL, you know, when a receiver takes the ball across the end zone, he breaks the plane of that end zone. And he scores, right? He scores for his team. Think of Adam Thielen scoring for the Vikings. He takes that ball, and as soon as the plane is broken, those points go on the scoreboard. But not just for him. Adam Thielen just doesn't rank up these points when he scores. It's his team. It's the Vikings that get the points. And even you in your homes when he scores are cheering. Yes, we scored. We won. It's amazing that when a horse's nose crosses a finish line, people rejoice. Or when a football player's body crosses that plane of the end zone, you in your homes rejoice. It's not us. But still, we are connected to them. And so it's their entry into the winner's circle that gains us some access to that same winner's circle. And all that, I think, encapsulates the Feast of the Ascension that we celebrate. Jesus ascending to the right hand of the Father. He breaks the plane of heaven, and we who are connected with him, we get to go there too. We get to enjoy the winner's circle. We call the church connected to Jesus the body of Christ. And he's our head, right? And so if the head breaks the plane of heaven, then the whole body has access to heaven too. Even the little pinky toe. The pinky toe gets to go to heaven if the head breaks the plane. And that's the great celebration. That's the great joy that we have in Jesus ascending into heaven. He's gone there first, and he takes us with him. And if we have communion with Jesus, then we are taken up into that reality even now. Not just a reality that's a future reality, that all get to go to heaven someday. But if the head is in heaven right now, and we're connected to him, members of his body, then we taste that reality even while we're still here on earth, the pinky toes and the appendixes and all the different parts of the body. We have communion with him who is in heaven. That's the promise. That's the promise that Jesus gives us. Stay connected to me as the branches to the vine, as the members to the body. Stay in me, and you'll get to taste heaven. That's the promise. Three times in our readings today, we heard promise, promise, promise. Jesus makes a promise to us, a promise of life everlasting. The letter to the Hebrews says, we have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary, into the place of heaven, by the new and living way he opened for us through the veil, that's his flesh. And he who made the promise, he's trustworthy. That's what the author tells us. Jesus made this promise, and we can take it to the bank. The one who made the promise that we who are united with him in his flesh would be united with him in heaven, we can trust that promise. We can trust that one who made it because he's trustworthy. And so that's what we celebrate in communion with Jesus today. We never want to be out of communion with him. If we're cut off from the body of Jesus, no heaven, no entry into the sanctuary. And so it's so important to remain in communion with Jesus and his body, the church. If we have communion with him, we enjoy the riches of heaven. If we break communion with him, it's a sad, sad reality. So, brothers and sisters, let's stay rooted in Jesus, connected to him in this holy sacrifice. He takes us with him into that sanctuary of heaven. So let's go there right now. Let's be with Jesus in this deep communion, asking that we too would be counted in the winner's circle when we reach those shores.